Planning to host this summer? Same day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target. So sign up today. Take care of your guest. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same day delivery from Target. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
Ah, summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Isn't it amazing that we live in a world where you can get anything you need when you need it right to your door? With DoorDash, you can get pretty much anything from pet food to snacks to alcohol or toothpaste or even headphones. You name it, DoorDash has it. This came in handy when I realized I forgot some things for my family barbecue. I was ready to cook the burgers on the grill and we ran out of condiments. I love my burgers with all the fixings. So I went to my DoorDash app and ordered some right away. And another time I used DoorDash was when I was sick at home and I didn't have any tissues or medicine. There was no way I could leave the house, so all I did was open my phone, clicked on the DoorDash app, and started my search. It's that easy. DoorDash, your door to more. Download the DoorDash app now to get almost anything delivered. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Alcohol available only in select markets.
I am all in.
I am all in with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, everybody, Scott Patterson, I'm all in podcast, 111 Productions, iHeartRadio, iHeart Podcast, iHeart Media, iHeart Figs, iHeart Popcorn, Pop Culture, Season 6, Episode 17, I'm okay, you're okay, Paris answers the door. Wait a minute, I am joined by my intrepid crew here. Suzanne is holding something to her head.
Wait, what happened to Suzanne?
It's an ice pack because I had my surgery yesterday.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I can't take ibuprofen yet, so I'm using an ice pack.
Wait, let us see. And how come you can't take ibuprofen?
It's my boo-boo bear. See?
Wait, that's cute, actually.
That's an ice pack boo-boo bear.
How come you can't take ibuprofen? Is that like a part of it?
Well, just because I'm just now 24 hours out and it can increase bleeding. I took Tylenol also, but Tylenol takes a while.
Does Tylenol.
Right.
Yeah. If Tylenol's an advertiser, they're great. But if they're not, they don't work as good as Advil. We're
talking about dedication.
So just for a few minutes, I need to ice it, and then
Roll her out of surgery. She's not even fully recovered. She's still on the podcast.
Exactly.
Tara Sue, Daniel Romo, Paris answers the door to find Logan wanting to speak with Rory. Logan barges past Paris and into the apartment. Rory. Go away, Logan, Paris. No one invited you. Get out now before I go Bonaducci on your ass. Logan, I'm not going away. I'm not going anywhere. We're going to talk. Danny Bonaducci is a radio personality, actor, and professional wrestler. He's a professional wrestler?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I didn't know that either.
Bonaducci became famous as a child actor in a 70s sitcom, The Partridge Family, which I watched religiously.
And remember our whole tie to Bonaducci? Because Jack and Stretch, who were the extras in the diner, I got them that gig with you because they wanted to show Bonaducci, who we all worked with, that anybody could get parts. And then they just kept getting parts and parts.
So when Paris says she's going to go Bonaducci on your ass, she's referring to Danny Bonaducci's time as a celebrity boxer. Did you know Danny met his current wife, a school teacher named Amy, at a Starbucks while he was crying over his divorce from former wife, Gretchen. And if you're going to gesticulate in that way, you're going to do it at a Starbucks.
It's not a coffee bean, a Starbucks.
You don't want to do it at a coffee bean. You want to do that kind of thing at a Starbucks.
Oh, my God.
Then they'll give you free use of the bathroom, no matter who you are.
I went to school with the Bonaduce's.
Really?
Isn't that weird?
Did you?
Yeah. Really? Well, not the them, kids, but they're wait. Children.
No. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Wait, you're okay. That age? They're that... Whoa. I can't figure out if you're that old or they're that young or what. Wait. You went to school with Danny and Gretchen's...
No, well, no. So Danny's niece, but they were always there. Danny's niece, it was in my grade.
No way. Oh. I've been to their house.
Yeah.
Not the new wife, but Gretchen. Yep. I've spent many a day and night with Danny Bonaduce. Fine by me. He's always quite pleasant and nice. Always nice.
Yeah.
I was going to say, really nice guy. Great.
That explains a lot.
Wait, on that note, Luke is on the phone when Lorelai walks into the room. Did you not hear me screaming? You were screaming? Like Janet Leigh in Psycho. I was on the phone. Why were you screaming? There was a spider in the shower. Psycho is a 1960 American horror film produced and directed by Alfred Hitchcock, which I've never seen, but I did see that sort of scene for scene remake that Vince Vaughn did. Do you guys know about that? So 1960 Psycho, like super big movie, like humongous. And then Vince Vaughn and like Anne Heche and maybe a few others, I think it was a scene for scene recreation. So it was exactly the same movie, but for some reason, not quite as good.
Oh, like the entire movie, not just the scene?
Entire movie, scene for scene for scene for scene for scene for scene. Oh, Gus Van Sant directed it. So anyway, It's weird that it's scene for scene for scene, but not as good. And Janet Leigh, am I correct that that is Jamie Lee Curtis's mother?
Mm-hmm.
Jamie Lee Curtis's mother.
Wait, but they spell it Lee differently?
Correct, because The Lee is maybe the Lee, but they spelled it different because Curtis, Tony Curtis, is her father. So that's why her last name is Curtis. So maybe they did the Lee because she's Janet Leigh, but they, different spelling.
Hmm. Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Jamie Lee Curtis is crushing life right now, by the way. Like getting all the roles, all the awards, just being awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, way to be awesome. Anyway, did you know director Alfred Hitchcock bought the rights to the novel anonymously from Robert Bloch for $9,000? He then bought up as many copies of the novel he could to keep the ending a secret. Whoa. The ending is a freaking crazy twist. Do you guys know the ending?
No, what is the ending?
Okay, I don't want to spoil it for anyone that hasn't seen a movie 1960. But so basically... Norman Bates, which the whole thing is kind of interesting because then they did Bates Motel. But so Norman Bates is the murderer, right? So he goes into the motel rooms and murders people. Mm-hmm. And you think that he's up in the big mansion, the creepy one that's on the Universal tour with his mother. But the ending is you find out and Suzanne, keep me honest, that the mother has died and he's living with the dead body of the dead mother.
And that's who he's having conversations with and arguments with.
Pretty great. So then highly recommend watching Bates Motel. So basically that, did you guys ever see Bates Motel, the show?
Yeah.
So Freddie Highmore plays the young Norman. It was, I got like halfway through it. I need to finish it because it is good. Freddie Highmore, I just go on a limb and say,
kind
of a
him.
Genius.
Wow. What's the doctor show he does?
The Good Doctor.
The Good Doctor, yes.
Good, but it's ending.
I know. It is really good.
I just had 5 figs.
I just ate 2 Rolos. You're fine.
I had a Chick-fil-A sandwich. No. I beat you both.
Figs or Fig Newtons?
No, figs. like natural
figs. Oh, you're healthy. I thought you haven't figs.
Turkish figs.
You know, I'm allergic to figs, Scott. It's the one thing I can't eat. Really? Figs.
No. What happens? What happens when you eat them?
Yeah.
Red, scratchy eyes, itchy throat, heavy breathing. Oh my God. Like that.
No, that's yeah.
Like tragedy. You die, figs basically, are good. If you eat figs.
I don't die, but I do get very uncomfy. Mm.
That sounds bad. Like, mostly if I just eat something that I shouldn't eat, it's just diarrhea. I love to talk about diarrhea.
Thanks for sharing.
I'll just keep it moving.
Hey, just keep running.
No pun intended.
No pun intended. Let's just keep it flowing, shall we?
All right, so Luke is taking the spiders from the shower outside. Luke says, okay, I'm going to take these guys outside. Any particular place you want them? Lorelai says, yeah, someplace shady, shelter from the elements, and ideally near a talking pig. Lorelai is referring to the spiders near a talking pig, like Charlotte's Web by E.B. White. And did you know the story is based on E.B. White's real farm in Maine, where he admired a spider becoming a mother? And he was so captivated by it that when he had to leave for New York, he took a spider sack with him in a candy box with holes punched in it and placed it on his bureau. The sack hatched and he was amazed, but then someone cleaned everything out and the spiders were gone.
That movie's too sad for me. No candy. It is sad. Too sad. Who dies, the pig or the spider?
The spider.
So sad.
Yeah, it's very sad. Zach shows up at Mrs. Kim's store to discuss marrying Lane. And Mrs. Kim says, I thought you were a musician. Well, yeah, I am. And this is your true calling? Yes, but that doesn't mean I'm into drugs or looking to do the whole baby shambles thing. I just like to play.
I guess I'll get the explanation. And I'll just shut up. I'm going to shut up.
I'll tell you right now. Baby Shambles was an English rock band established in London. The band was formed by Pete Doherty during a hiatus from the Libertines, and Baby Shambles members had issues with drug abuse, with guitarist Patrick Walden leaving the band because of the drugs. And did you know, when Kate Moss dated Pete Doherty from Baby Shambles, she was once photographed doing cocaine during a recording session? It was all over the cover of tabloids in the UK with the headline, High as Kate.
I did not know any of that. Every single thing you said was new to me.
Oh, yeah.
She came through for Johnny, so it's all good.
Weirdly, I just thought of the same thing.
All good. What else?
Lorelai and Rory are rushing to clean the house before Emily and Richard arrive for dinner. And Lorelai says, just throw away or hide anything that might be incriminating. Rory says, incriminating. Lorelai says, yes, anything that can, could, or might lead to a conversation about anything. Rory says, how about this? Lorelai, are you kidding me? A freckled, half-naked Lindsay Lohan on the cover of Vanity Fair? Skin cancer, drug abuse, anorexia, bra shopping? Just dump it. Lindsay Lohan was first on the cover of Vanity Fair in June of 2004, called the Queen of Teen. She was only 18 at the time, in a swimsuit. But in this scene, the magazine issue she is featured in is from February 2006, where Lindsay is wearing a white swimsuit and opens up about her food and drug addictions. Did you know, although she is known for acting, her debut album, Speak, was certified for platinum sales in the United States?
So good.
I remember the entire album. What's your favorite song, Tara?
I mean, Rumors has to be like the most...
Never heard of the album.
Mm. Oh my gosh.
But I know her work. What's your favorite Lindsay Lohan movie?
Freaky Friday with Jamie Lee Curtis.
All right, wait a minute. If she has a platinum record, why didn't she go out on tour and continue?
She kind of did. I think she did go on tour. Yeah, she did
But she did the one album.
She didn't do another album?
No.
I thought she had some other songs that didn't do so.
You know what's funny? Obviously, she had great music.
Great music.
No, it was great music. There were some definite bops on there. But when I think of Lindsay Lohan, I just think of Mykonos.
Think of the picture.
Didn't she do some reality show about that?
Yeah, I think so.
Lindsay's Beach House.
Yeah, but you guys don't think that, right? The picture?
But it didn't go well, right?
No, it didn't. It wasn't big. No.
Wait, you guys, she released music in 2020.
No, I told you she did have more songs, but
it was just one. Right. Everything else is from 2004.
But you guys didn't, when you think of Lindsay Lohan, I immediately go to the photo of Brittany, Lindsay, and Paris in the front of that car.
Oh, yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Iconic.
Sebastian Bach and I are going to take over the music business one stadium at a time. Shout out to AstroPro for sponsoring this episode and providing free samples. It's springtime and that means allergies. Mine have been throwing me off and I need something that works fast. That's where AstroPro comes in. It's the first of its kind nasal allergy spray. And it is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter spray you can get. It starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays take hours. Plus, it is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. AstroPro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. So, if you suffer from allergies like I do, get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with AstroPro. Go to AstroProAllergy.com for a discount so you can AstroPro and go today. Visit AstroProAllergy.com. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. Every time I go on vacation, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials, supplies, and food, but that's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You've got people coming over, it's getting a little crowded, you're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target. So sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. And vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. In that same scene, Lorelai and Rory continue to clean. Lorelai hides her flowers because she doesn't want her parents to feel welcomed in her house. Isn't that nice? Lorelai, but I do have this incredibly bad smelling perfume that Luke gave me for Christmas last year that I could spray around the house. It's like cross between Love's Baby Soft and Curious by Britney Spears, just a hint of Lysol. Love's Baby Soft perfume made its debut in 1974, a soft powdery scent. In its classic bullet-shaped pink bottle, soon became the fragrance icon of the 70s. Curious is Britney Spears' first fragrance for Elizabeth Arden. The perfume was released September 2004 and was internationally successful. She reportedly earned 50 in chump change compared to Kardashians.
Whoa.
$52 million from the endorsement. That's a day's pay for the Kardashians. Did you know, as of July 2023, Britney Spears has made 42 fragrances.
Does anybody want a little trivia?
Sure.
So in the commercial for Curious, there was like Britney and a guy kind of like running around or something. And then they were up against a wall, curious like that. And it is our friend and fellow podcast network mate, Eric Winter, who does a show with his wife, Rosalind Sanchez.
Eric, that is right. I do remember that.
Eric and I have been friends since well before this, early 2000, maybe. And he was on Days of Our Lives. And then this was like a huge deal that he got this commercial with Britney Spears. Oh, yeah. And I just always remember being like, going up to Eric and just being like, if you find the spot, he was like sort of running around, and I just remember.
I remember that I had the perfume too.
I mean, you are not a millennial if you didn't own and there Curious was the blue at one point one, in time.
The blue one and the pink one. There was two, but the pink one was better.
Suzanne, yeah. I think you and I are not millennials because I'm not pretty sure.
I'm not a millennial either.
Danielle, do you remember it had the little like thing?
The little like.
Yep.
I had Love's Baby Soft, but I did not have Curious.
Yeah, wait, what was the other one? What was it called? Scroll it back, Jackie.
Love's Baby Soft.
What's that?
That you don't remember that? Everybody in middle school had Love's Baby Soft.
I had White Shoulders. Do you remember that?
Oh, no, that's like really old.
Yeah, I was like really in the, I was like a 50s grandma.
Yep.
And do you remember that other one? Ame. Oh, and remember, gosh, what was that other one that was so stinky, Suzanne? It was like Eternity.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was wearing Eternity, and the boys were all wearing like Dracar.
Axe.
Dracar. Oh my God, we're before Axe. Axe came along after us. I just prefer soap, Dove soap, Ivory soap. I'm just going to go with the smell of soap. Mm-hmm. I did have a college boyfriend who's like, yeah, you smell like soap.
Yeah.
And I was like,
amen. There you go.
God, I forgot about that.
That's all you need.
Emily arrives at Lorelai's and sees that Suki is catering their dinner. Emily says, the wainscoting here is substandard. If you called me, I could have recommended a real professional. Lorelai says, well, since mine was a fake professional, I got to pay him in Monopoly money. Monopoly is a board game, and in the game, players roll two dice to move around the game board, buying and trading properties and developing them with houses and hotels. Players collect rent from their opponents and aim to drive them into bankruptcy.
Let me tell you something. Nick and I have wars.
Have you ever finished a game? It's just so long.
Never.
It's so long.
Never finished a game.
Have you ever played Monopoly Deal?
What's that?
No.
Oh my gosh, you guys are missing out. Monopoly Deal is a card game version of Monopoly, and you go through a game within 15 minutes, but it's so fun. So fun.
Well, can you teach us? Not right now, but at some point. Yeah. I sunk your battleship. Do you remember that? That one was so rad. We had the electronic version of that.
Monopoly was published in 1935, which is 89 years ago. And did you know in 1978, the Neiman Marcus Christmas catalog offered a chocolate Monopoly game for $600?
First of all, that's a lot of money in 1978.
I know.
So that would be
that could buy a house right there. $600, you get a Porsche.
Although that would be fun. I don't know why it was so expensive. That seems like a.
I wonder if anyone's selling it. Like,
okay, first of all,
it's Neiman Marcus. Everything's expensive.
Correct.
No, but you know someone saved that.
Ew, that's part gross. Do not eat chocolate from 1978. Because you know why?
It's not like wine.
Do you want to know why, Scott? What will happen to you if you ate chocolate from 1978?
You'll become unbearably wonderful. What?
Diarrhea. What
you'll have diarrhea.
Let's flow into the next.
On that note, I'll do the next one because Jackie and I worked on this one last night.
Oh, good.
Lorelai answers the front door and mouths to Luke that her parents are here. He turns around and Lorelai goes to sit back down at the dinner table. And Emily says, who was at the door? Lorelai says, oh, it was Ed McMahon. He's always showing up with these big cardboard checks. They're impossible to endorse, by the way. Ed McMahon is best known as Johnny Carson's sidekick on TV's The Tonight Show, starring Johnny Carson from 1962 to 1992, and famously opened the show with his introduction, Here's Johnny. And of course, I have to throw in that our live event was in the theater
where
this all took place for so many years.
What?
So I hear.
What are you talking about? Wait a minute. Where we shot our thing, our live show?
Yeah, that was
that, that was Johnny theater. Carson's theater.
You know this, yeah. Scott.
Yeah.
They X'd him out. They said, no, this is Jay Leno's theater, but I thought it was the same one and the same.
You might be right. Wait, it definitely was Jay Leno's, but wasn't Johnny Carson and Jay Leno in the same theater?
Yeah, it's the same theater.
So it was Johnny Carson's place. We're hanging in Johnny
Carson's. We need to make sure on that, because it was definitely Jay Leno.
We better double check we'll fact that. Check
that's
that.
What everyone okay. says, that it was Johnny Carson's before Jay Leno.
Because I felt all those spirits in the room.
Yeah, you felt the presence.
There were vibes, for sure.
I did.
Did you feel Ed? Because Ed...
Well, I mean, I was introducing people just like Ed McMahon.
I once had a pajama party. I had a pajama party with Ed McMahon and his wife on a TV show.
That might be TMI.
No. It was for a TV show. I don't know why. Yes, I do. It's coming back to me. They were doing an interview with us in segment one. And segment two was this lady who had invented these special pajamas that Oprah loved. So... Ed McMahon was there while the rest everybody was in their pajamas. Yep.
No way.
I can't believe I missed that.
Did you ever meet Johnny Carson?
I did not. No. Jay Leno, yes. Ed McMahon, yes.
Yeah, I've seen Jay Leno's stand-up act. And
Johnny, no. Merv Griffin, yes. I went on a week-long trip with Merv Griffin when Seacrest did a game show for him.
In the yacht. You were on the yacht.
On the yacht. I've talked about it. The yacht. Yeah.
One of your many yachts.
One of my many yachts.
So Lorelai thinks she is referring to Ed McMahon working for Publishers Clearinghouse, holding a big check. But in fact, he never did.
I love this.
He worked for American Family Publishers, and he never ambushed winners with the big check. Most people often get this reference wrong and automatically associate him with the big checks. Even political figures reference Ed McMahon in these checks. This is called the Mandela effect, which is an observed phenomenon where a large segment of the population misremembers a significant event or shares a memory.
It's my favorite thing on TikTok. Do you want me to give you, Suzanne, you probably know the one, the Berenstain Bears.
Yes.
You guys know the book, The Berenstain Bears?
Mm-hmm.
It's Berenstain Bears.
Or is it Stein?
Nope. Stain. S-T-A-I-N. Yeah. Crazy.
So did you know, I did not know this, Ed McMahon was a decorated Marine fighter pilot during World War II.
Wow.
He flew over 85 combat missions and earned 6 air medals.
Wow.
When he retired from USMC reserve status in 1983, he went on to host Star Search full time, a show of which performers such as Britney Spears and Arsenio Hall, his own successor to the show, were later discovered.
Thanks for your service, Ed.
Yeah, thank you, Ed.
This chocolate monopoly
is kind of not what expected.
It looks cute.
But the hotels and houses are not chocolate, and the money is not chocolate.
No, the money looks like it's chocolate.
I think it's just
it's just not brown. It's just colored.
Yeah.
It's like,
The houses and hotels must be chocolate too.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody should bring this back. I would buy this. Not for $600, but
no.
$50.
$100. I was gonna say $100.
Lorelai and Rory discussing their movie the previous night. Lorelai sighs and starts to walk away, and she says, I mean, why even bother calling it Final Destination 3? At that point, just call it Now You're Really, Really, Really Dead.
I totally felt this. Like, I felt this when they were talking about all the final destinations. Like, why are these people getting on roller coasters? Why?
I agree. Final Destination 3 is a film where a group of teens who escaped a fatal roller coaster face a bloody date with death.
Yeah, basically it's like they were supposed to die on that roller coaster, and if they didn't, death was going to get them.
Lorelai keeps complaining about the absurd movie and questions how it was made into 3 different films. Did you know the cast members on the roller coaster had to write it 26 times on the same night in order to shoot the film's main premonition scene?
Horrible. Oh, I would be vomiting. Rory is browsing in Anna's store. 1960s Pan Am stewardess bag. Oh, really? A stewardess bag? Yeah, I have the stewardess that goes with it too, but it'll cost you. Pan Am was the first airline to fly worldwide and pioneered numerous innovations of the modern airline industry. It closed operations in 1991. being a Pan Am stewardess was an extremely glamorous job, so glamorous that they tried to make a TV show out of it. They were known for being beautiful and flying to exotic locations. And those bags were legit. I think when that move, that TV show came out, the
bags made a comeback.
Yeah. And they sent him around to like press. Mm-hmm. I wish I saved that because that bag was legit.
It only lasted like one season, right?
Yeah. It wasn't very popular, but there was famous people in it. And the bags mm-hmm. are not, they're kind of like, you could easily get a rip in them. Speaking of Luke's duffel, in 2011, there was a TV series called Pan Am. Oh, hello.
There we go.
Based on fictional pilots and stewardesses. It starred, like I said, famous people. Christina Ricci, Margot Robbie, Corinne Vanasse, and Kelly Garner. I only know the first two, but we should do a rewatch of that.
Sure.
That and Bunheads.
Bunheads, you guys, is happening. Really
bring it back.
Even if I have to do it by myself in my room, I'm doing it. Bunheads rocks.
Every time I go on vacation, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials, supplies, and food. But that's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target. So sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. And vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Rory walks toward Lorelai at the inn. Rory, I'm getting 3 hot dogs tonight, and I'll tell you why. I have Bugsy Malone running through my head, especially that scene where Scott Baio buys Flory Digger a hot dog and he offers him mustard and onions or ketchup without. Bugsy Malone is a 1976 gangster musical comedy film written and directed by Alan Parker, starring Jodie Foster, Scott Baio, and John Cassese in major roles. The film is based loosely on events in New York and Chicago during the Prohibition era, especially real-life gangsters such as Al Capone and Bugs.
Scott Baio?
Scott Baio, yeah.
I mean,
first guy you think of for a gangster film. He's the first guy. Scorsese was like, for Mean Streets and Taxi Driver and Raging Bulls, like, Get me Scott Baio. He's not available. All right, we'll go with De Niro.
Get me Chachi. Only three old people are laughing, but Chachi.
The average
age. You see Bugsy Malone, though? It was so cute.
Is this telling me that Chachi was in Bugsy Malone?
No, it was a music. It was a musical comedy film.
Oh, I was like, what is
it? Wasn't happening? Like the real deal.
Chachi can sing, though. I'll give that to Scott Baio. Chachi can sing. I loved When Joni Loves Chachi.
Did you know the average age of all the child actors and actresses in the movie was 12?
Wow.
Uh-huh. 12.
Wowza.
All right, Lorelai is freaking out about her parents moving to Stars Hollow. She prefers them 30 miles away. Lorelai says, "That buffer is my mother's best friend. Take the buffer away and you've got Nancy Grace camping out on Miss Patty's lawn for a month." Rory says, "Okay, you need to get a grip. Maybe Kirk is wrong." Nancy Grace is an American legal commentator and television journalist. She hosted Nancy Grace and Nightly Celebrity News and Current Affairs show on HLN from 2005 to 2016. Lorelai is saying that the buffer is the thing that prevents her from killing her mom. And if she did, Nancy Grace would be camping out in front of her house.
So good. I kind of remember Nancy Grace talking about some murderer and being like, if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, it's a duck. And I was just like, yeah, Nancy, you go.
Did you know the murder of Nancy's fiance is what prompted her to seek a career in law? Her fiance, William Keith Griffin, was shot and killed by a coworker.
Oh boy.
His killer is still in prison to this day.
All right. Well, you know, there's laws against that. You know,
there are for good reason. Should've.
Yeah.
It's not Zach is playing his hit song for Mrs. Kim, and she tells him to switch to a different minor chord. Zach says, yeah, that's better. Very Ray Davies. Mrs. Kim says, I was thinking Dave Clark 5. Now try it again, the whole chorus. Ray Davies is an English musician. He was the lead vocalist, rhythm guitarist, and primary songwriter for the rock band The Kinks. And the Dave Clark 5, also known as the DC 5, were an English rock and roll band formed in 1958. They sold more than 100 million records and had 17 hit singles before breaking up in 1970. And did you know that in an early stage of the Kinks, before Davies was willing to be the lead singer, they recruited Rod Stewart as a singer?
Oh, wow.
After a couple of weeks of trying to be a band, Stewart and the future Kinks found that they did not get along that well, with their musical tastes being too different, and they parted ways.
Yeah, I should say so.
And Lorelai is still talking about Final Destination 3. And Lorelai says, okay, but see, I'm sorry. They did not even come up with a villain. No Freddy, no Jason. The villain is death. How lame is that? Who is seeing this movie? And Lorelai is naming famous villains from horror movies, like Freddy Krueger is from The Nightmare on Elm Street, and Jason is from Friday the 13th. Lorelai still can't believe the villain in Final Destination is death and compares it to real villains from other horror films.
Who do you
think
you could beat in a fight? Freddy or Jason? And I have a clear answer on this. Jason, because Freddy is like, you can't stop that guy. He's like in your dreams. The real, like Jason, if you had the right technique, I think you could stop him. No? Do you guys watch these movies?
No.
You never seen Friday the 13th?
No, I don't
with
like
Kevin Bacon.
50 years ago.
With Kevin Bacon.
I wish
Bacon.
They threw in like Mike Myers and then I can.
I'm sorry. First of all, let me tell you two things. The very first Friday the 13th is so scary. Not now. It's sort of campy now, but back then, very scary. Starring Kevin Bacon. The first Nightmare on Elm Street, Johnny Depp.
Let me tell you something. I grew up in the town that the town in Halloween. The original Halloween is named after.
No. Okay.
Yes. Deborah Hill and John Carpenter wrote the original Halloween. Deborah Hill's from Haddonfield, New Jersey, where I grew up. They couldn't use the town name, so they switched it to Haddonfield, Illinois. So don't tell me about horror. I know horror.
Stand strong on that Will Smith one being so scary. And thank you to whoever agreed with me on Instagram. I saw you and I feel you. Mm-hmm. What was that one? What was that called again? That Will Smith one where I Am Legend.
Yeah, with the robots.
That was not the robots. Film. That was the he. There was like
no. That's he's the last man on Earth or something. Or
yeah,
something.
There because everybody's got a disease and they're zombies.
Yeah. What's the robot one?
Robot.
I Robot.
She got the I right.
All right. I think that's lunchtime, kids.
Yeah, good stuff. Next week is crazy. The real Paul Anka,
season 6, episode 18. All right. Thank you, ladies. Daniel Romo, Suzanne French, Tara Sud, Amy Sugarman, thank you so much. Always a pleasure. Best fans on the planet. We will see you next time. Everybody stay safe. Forget, follow us on Instagram at I Am All In Podcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com.
Awesome. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Planning to host this summer? Same-day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target, so sign up today. Take care of your guest. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same-day delivery from Target. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.